Donald Trump, "We will not comply with coronavirus tyrants' mask or vaccine mandates." By Hannah Blow on August 31, 2023. Americans will not comply with another push for lockdowns, mask mandates, or vaccine rules, former President Donald Trump declared in a video posted to Truth Social this week, promising that if he takes office again, he will use all available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Trump released a series of videos on Wednesday addressing a variety of subjects, including the seeming re-emergence of coronavirus fear-mongering as some schools and companies appear to be returning to the days of coronavirus rules and restrictions. The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming, Trump said, noting the all-too-obvious timing of their newfound fears. You know what else is coming? An election, Trump said. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election, Trump said, asking, does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with, he said, issuing a warning to those who seek to impose these restrictions on the American people again. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words, we will not comply, so don't even think about it, Trump declared. Related, GOP Rep. McCormick, we've found email showing Fauci knew COVID looked unnatural, knew of gain of function. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates, and we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates, Trump said, asserting that these coronavirus tyrants are seeking to do the same thing they did in 2020, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. Related, Jerry Nadler says two-year-old should have worn masks during pandemic, child abuse to do otherwise. But they will fail because we will not let it happen, Trump said, vowing to take specific action to prevent these things from happening again should he get a second term. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate, he promised. Atlanta's Morris Brown College is among schools embracing masks again, posting in an August 20 update that the mask rule was back in place due to reports of positive cases among students in the Atlanta University Center. Hollywood is also open to bringing back the days of mandates, as mask mandates return to Lionsgate, which stood as the first major studio to reinstate masking and daily testing for its Los Angeles office workers, as Breitbart News detailed.